You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
No life, no fun. Don't you know that you're a grown-up?
Gen X Grown Up is a YouTube channel, website, and audio podcast you're listening to right now. All made for and by people who love exploring media, games, tech, and toys of yesterday and today through the eyes of Gen Xers who refuse to grow up.
Your dinner cannot just be french fries. Basically, life sucks as a grown-up.
Welcome back, Gen X Grown Up Podcast listener, to this edition of the Gen X Grown Up Podcast. I am John. Joining me, of course, as always, is Mo.
Hey, everybody.
And you know that George is here.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
This episode, we watch some classic TV gems perfect for a boost of nostalgia, check out some incredibly useful gear to make your life a little bit easier, and play some decidedly low-tech games that you can try absolutely for free. Before we get into any of those topics, though, it's time for my favorite part of the show, which is fourth listener email. You know, there's three of us. There's Mo and George and myself, and we know we'll listen. If anybody else takes time to listen, you're the fourth listener. Fourth listener this time around comes from Pierre.
Pierre.
Email from Pierre in our inbox. Thank you, Pierre. Subject line of Pierre's email is Pierre's gift. And this is an absolute windfall for Gen X Grown Up. Listen to what Pierre had to say. He says, greetings to you and your family.
No, polite.
This email will come to you as too good to be true.
Okay, good start.
Yeah, I know, right?
So I'm all for that.
I have been giving my wealth away for a while now to various charities and causes that I really care about. But recently, I had an epiphany and realized I need to be a bit more personal with my giving.
Yeah.
So I decided I was going to contact 20 people via their email address, which I paid for a marketing firm for. If you receive this email, I'm giving you $1.9 million.
What? To each of us or just the
puzzles?
I think it's to Gen X Grown Up. We got one copy of the email. So he's giving it to 20 people.
Well, now we can afford to incorporate.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. We can all quit our jobs and we can. Pierre, awesome. Thank you so much.
Wow.
It really is my favorite part of the show now. Fourth listener email, Pierre. He says, all you have to do is reply to this email with your full names. You'll be paid $1.9 million. My personal journey of self-fulfillment. I hope you'll accept this special gift from me and my family. Signed, Pierre. Absolutely, Pierre. You said it sounded too good to be true, and it does, but I'm following through. This sounds great.
Let's do it.
I'm ready. Let's go. On to the podcast.
Right. Next podcast will be independently wealthy, thanks to Pierre. Hey, listen, thank you so much, Pierre, for writing in, and thanks for the $1.9 million. We look forward to receiving that. If you would like your email featured on the show, it's easy. Just hit us up at podcast@genxgrownup.com. Read every single one, and most of them, like Pierre's, we'll make this show. That good business behind us. It's time to jump into the body of this episode right after the break.
We'll return after these messages.
Let's get cooking, talking about media we have been checking out. Of course, it could be movies or television or comics or books or music or whatever. And George, I want to know what you have been checking out.
You know, I went back to an old but true favorite, Firefly. Started watching Train Job the other day. It was supposed to be the second episode or third if you broke up the first one into two parts, and ended up becoming the first because Fox screwed everything up like they always screw everything up.
Out of order.
But what they couldn't screw up is how good the episode was. Wonderfully fun episode, heroic. There was all kinds of great stuff. It's a train job, as the title suggests. So great episode. Loved it. I suggest that you go and watch it if you haven't already.
It's Firefly. Okay. Why not?
Yeah. What about you, John?
Oh, well, I went back, also was watching some classic TV. I figured rather than pick something great, I picked something horrible. So I decided to watch the Star Trek original series episode Spock's Brain.
Fair enough.
It's the first episode of season three. The alien beams up and decides that she needs Spock's brain as like a thing to control her planet, and they extract it, and then Bones has to get like hooked up to this teacher so he can learn how to. Anyway, it's a horrible episode. Poorly written, poorly directed, poorly received, but I watched it anyway. So Spock's brain. Well, what have you been checking out?
So I also went back and looked at some old stuff. So one of my favorite shows all time, Barney Miller. The episode called Hash. I don't know if you know it, but we're Hoetz brings brownies that his sister made.
I saw the sequel, Corned Beef.
And Different kind of hash. Mojo Host's sister makes brownies for the precinct, and it turns out it has pot in it, and they all get stoned, and hilarity ensues. So definitely one of my favorite shows and one of my favorite episodes.
Okay. Well, hey, it sounds like that's well in tune with this episode. So good pick.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Jumping right into tech and toys. John, what do you got for us?
Oh, well, I've been doing a lot of work putting together the new studio in my house, and wires run everywhere. Extension cords and stuff becomes kind of a nuisance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I picked up a bag of zip ties. Now, I don't know if you've used these before, but it's like little plastic things with a hook on the end, and the zip tie can only go in one way, and it kind of goes click, 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 and it doesn't come out the other way, and it holds your wires in place where they need to be. And they cost pennies a piece. It's ridiculous to not have zip ties in your house. And you guys have probably heard of them. Maybe you tried them out before, but I can't recommend them enough. We'll definitely put a link down in the show notes where you can find some zip ties yourself, Bo. So what about you, George? What have you been playing around with?
You know, something that I really needed for a long time and didn't realize until just recently, as you guys know, I have all kinds of teeth problems. We make joke about it all the time here on the podcast. Well, recently my wife went and brought me this thing called a toothbrush. Huh? Never seen it before. Didn't know what it was. Didn't know what it was used for. I think I'd seen like a horsehair thing in an old Western movie. Anyway, it's this cool little device. It's shaped like, I don't know how really, it's like an elongated oval with flat sides on the end of it, and these little bristles come out. You scrub back and forth across your teeth, and it helps prevent the tooth problems that I have. So, yay, I may not have any more tooth problems going into the future. So, toothbrush. It's awesome.
Like cleans that like buildup off your teeth, probably, right?
Cleans the whole area. Wow. You just have to do the rubbing. That's it. And you know I love doing the rubbing. So
okay.
I can verify. Yes.
Oh, terrible.
All right, Mo, what about you?
Yeah, I've been having this problem for a long time. You know, you cook something, you put it in the fridge, you take it out later, and it's cold, right? I mean, we all run into this.
Well, yeah, the fridge is doing its job, of course.
I found this thing. I don't know if you guys heard of it. It's called a microwave oven. I don't know if you have one or not. They're pretty cool.
I think I've heard of
it. It's this electronic cabinet thing. You put the food in there, you hit some buttons, it makes some sounds, take it out like a minute or two later, and it's hot.
Wow. Hmm.
So like an air fryer or?
I don't know. Actually, I'm not even sure how it works. You don't see anything, so I'm assuming it's radiation of some sort.
It's a magic hot box.
Of some sort. Yeah, that's all I know.
Any particular brand you picked up or just a generic?
This first one I saw it. I was like, holy crap, I got to get this. So I don't even know what brand.
You had to pick it up, right?
Yeah.
I'm not bargain shopping. I got to have a microwave. Okay, neat. Over the past few weeks, we've been trying out Factor Meals, and they're meals that come straight to your door. They deliver them to you in the mail. They drop on the front door in this freezer pack, and it's a great way to eat stress-free. And this spring, you can get delicious, ready-to-eat meals. They're fresh, never frozen, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved. And here's the cool thing, as we've all found out. You throw them in the microwave for 2 minutes, and they're ready to eat and not even requiring cleanup.
And if you can't find something on their menu that you like, then you're just way too picky.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have over 35 options. Mm. You know, they have things like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie, and we even tried the vegetarian one, which was really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just the regular meals, but they've also got all these add-on packs, which I really love. These are things like, you know, breakfast or on-the-go lunches or little snacks, even like beverages that want to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So really, I mean, like they say on their site, what are you waiting for? And they're not kidding. You can get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals by heading over to Factor.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring.
Are you looking for good gourmet meals? Try the meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking.
We're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for lowest carbon footprint meals.
So head to factormeals.com/GenX50 and use code GenX50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code GenX50 at factormeals.com/GenX50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
time to get into some games, the best segment of this podcast. John, I'm going to kick it right off with you. What the hell are you playing?
Oh, man. So I'm playing a classic game called Tic-Tac-Toe. It's just like this little grid. And what you do is players take turns to put in one of two symbols, either an X or an O. And the goal, you might have seen Connect Four, which is kind of revolves off of it. But Tic-Tac-Toe is based on, it's the original game that Connect Four is based on. And it really just comes down to who can create three in a row before the other guy.
Cool. So what platform are you playing this on?
Oh, no, it's not a computer or anything. It's just a pencil and paper. That's it. Really low tech.
Okay. Simple.
Yeah. Well, what about you? What have you been playing?
Well, it's funny you say that because mine's kind of low tech too. I mean, me and the kids are driving someplace and my phone died.
We're
trying to figure out what to do. And and my kids had this game called 20 Questions. You ever hear of it?
I've heard of it.
It's actually pretty ingenious. Somebody thinks of something, animal, mineral, something like that. They can only answer your questions with yes or no. And you have 20 questions to try to figure out what they're thinking.
Oh, so it's like a socializing game where you just ask questions to figure out what you picked,
which is interesting.
All right.
Yeah, because nobody does that anymore.
The best thing is that it doesn't even need paper and pen. You need absolutely nothing to play this game.
It's even lower tech than mine. Yeah.
Wow.
So I definitely recommend if you get a chance to play.
20 questions. Okay, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, yeah. How about you, George?
Well, I'm kind of in between. So John has paper and pencil. You have no paper, no pencil. I have just paper. So I'm playing a game called Paper Football. This thing is awesome. You guys have heard of football. John, I know, is not a sports guy, but he's heard of football at least.
I've heard of it, though. No, I'm aware it's a thing.
So this is a game where you take an ordinary sheet of paper, you fold it into a triangle, and you keep folding it until it's just into this kind of a thick but smallish, maybe 1 inch by 1 inch triangle size. And what you do is you lay it flat down on a table. You flick it with your finger toward the other side of the table where your opponent is. And if you can get it to just barely hang off the edge of the table, you scored a touchdown. Now, after you scored a touchdown, you can kick it for an extra point. And the way you do that is you stand it up on one of its points. Your opponent holds up his fingers where his thumbs are touched together like the crossbar of a goalpost and his other two fingers are upright.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then you hold the football with one point on the table and one point under your finger, and then you flick it with your finger to try and catapult it between your opponent's two fingers above his two thumbs.
Oh.
And if you do that, you get 1 point. So a total of 7 points, and you just keep going until each one of you has exhausted your number of tries that you have in the game.
Wow. Sounds kind of complicated.
It is a fairly complex game. Any special kind of paper you need to make your paper football?
No, honestly, I like using college rule number 3 paper.
But you
can use anything. You can use construction paper if you want. You can use paper mache, although that might be a little flimsy. Yeah. But you can use all kind of stuff.
Oh, right. Interesting. Cool. Paper football. More low-tech games. Yeah. Nice. Yep.
Okay.
Before we wind up this episode, you know we like to take just a second to talk about what we're looking at now or looking forward to between now and the next time we get together. Mo, I want to talk to you first.
Sure.
What do you have on the horizon?
I'm really just looking forward to Tuesday.
Okay. What's happening Tuesday?
Nothing special, just because.
Oh, just Tuesday fan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay. What about you, George? What's coming up for you?
I'm just looking forward to this root canal. Talked about it earlier with the tooth problems and that toothbrush thing. So I'm just going to go ahead and get a root canal and knock out two birds with one stone.
You should have started the toothbrush sooner.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what I was thinking.
I think we already established that.
Okay.
Well, John, what about you?
You know, more than anything, I'm really looking forward to hearing reaction to this ridiculous April Fool's Day podcast episode that we've just created. I'm imagining if anyone, this is the first episode they hear of our show, 2 minutes in, they've said, ignorant, never listening again.
Yeah, exactly.
Foolish. Probably the worst idea we've ever had, but the most fun I've had in a long time.
Let me tell you the hardest part I had with this. I had so many questions on paper football.
We're like, let's just get through it. Let's just get through it. But no.
How many turns do you get?
We said before we got started.
But the most Gen X grown-up part of this entire episode is we created a goddamn card in Trello for this thing, had to list topics so that we could do all the work we would normally do for an episode for what was essentially 6.5 minutes worth of bullshit. I'm looking forward to a root canal. What the fuck? Come on.
Well, it makes it easy to toss between us. It really works out better that way. I'm just going to edit it and put it out.
We have become so dependent upon our routines that we couldn't even abandon them.
That's for sure.
I'm trying to get the show notes for this.
Good luck. Hey, we hope you guys have a great April Fool's Day and you enjoyed this goofy, stupid little episode that we put together for you. Obviously, regular show coming your way next Thursday. So until then, I am John. George, thank you so much for doing this stupid prep with me.
Yes, sir. And one last thing, since it's April Fool's Day, happy anniversary to my wife who married me on April Fool's Day. That's the honest truth.
Joke's
the joke
on you.
Was on her.
I mean, John, same thing. We're saying the same thing.
Mo, you know, I appreciate you, buddy.
Sure.
Fourth listener, we appreciate you most of all for putting up with us, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
See you guys.
Take care, buddy.
No life, no fun. Don't you know that you're a grown-up?
Gen X Grown-Up is a member of the Evergreen Podcast family. Learn more at evergreenpodcasts.com.
No more washing shows till sunrise. Unacceptable for grown-ups. Your dinner cannot just be french fries. Basically, life sucks as a grown-up.
All right, stick around. When we get back, we're going to jump into some games.
Games.
Who knows how this will go?
Yeah, really.
I'm enjoying it. Who knows?
I don't think you need to do the transition. Just let it end.
Fizzle
That's
out.
Even funnier.
Oh, maybe I'll just not even do the transition. Yeah, just like just no shit ended. Just yeah, like what the fuck happened?
Yeah. Exactly. Right.
I'm Ken Harbaugh, host of Warriors in Their Own Words, a podcast that presents the unvarnished, unsanitized truth of what we have asked of those who defend this nation. As a country, we need these stories more than ever. Stories from Americans who have borne the battle, including 30-year-old remastered interviews with veterans from World War I recounting their time in the trenches of Europe, and with veterans from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and from our most recent conflicts in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other battlefields Americans may never have heard of. Hear their stories by listening to Warriors in Their Own Words wherever you find podcasts.